During Pesach and Shavuos, we have a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, that we count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. And the way we assume the Minhag Yisroel, even though there's a debate in the Rishonim, but the general accepted view is, if you miss a complete day, you can no longer count with a bracha. But if you miss a night and count during the day, so when, as long as you didn't miss a complete day, you could continue counting. If you miss a complete day, even though the minhag is not to, even though there's what to discuss, whether under different scenarios, whether one can continue making a bracha. So regardless, the shaila comes up, what about someone becomes an onin in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer? An onin, for our purposes, is that you can no longer do mitzvahs. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos of your exam, we paskin that it does, or kavod ameis, you don't even do mitzvahs. So the shaila is, let's say you'll be an onin for more than 24 hours. So, is that it? Do I say he loses the mitzvah? Or is there anything we could do to work things out? So, the Piskei Tshuva, there's a Minchas Chinuch, they discuss the shaila. What about someone wants to eat bread when you're an onin? So, what's the problem? Eat bread. You don't have to fast. The issue is that we know before you eat bread, there's a mitzvah on the Tilas Yadayim. So you make a bracha, you wash in to make a bracha. The shaila is, can an onin make a bracha on the Tilas Yadayim? Or should he be washing his hands? So the Piskei Tshuva, and this is the klal in general, we assume. So what did he bring down? They bring down the poskim, he should wash his hands without a bracha. What kind of halacha is that? If the onin is putzim in a mitzvah, then who cares if he makes a bracha or not? I mean, he's also to make bracha, so he can't do mitzvahs either. So the mefarshim explain, no. It's because the klal is, you only make a bracha when you're in the fulfillment of a mitzvah. If I'm doing the same maisa, but I'm doing it in a void in aveira, so then I don't make a bracha. So since it's true, there's a mitzvah drabbanan to eat bread without washing your hands. But it's an issur drabbanan to eat bread without washing your hands. So out the mitzvah, I'm exempt. All the issur, it still applies to me, so I'm doing it to avoid the issur. And that's how, as well, they explain that that's the same shaila that Mishkas integrates by sukkah, and only during sukkah. So the question is, so again, Pitbos can bring down, you should sit in the sukkah without a bracha. What's the pshat? Again, it depends on whether you hold, there's an isser to eat chutra sukkah or not, to assume, which is a debate, or this is a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. So if you assume there's an isser to eat chutra sukkah, so you eat in the sukkah without a bracha, what's pshat? I'm not eating the sukkah of the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, but I'm eating in the sukkah out to avoid the issur. So the question is, so what about Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer, there's no aveira of not counting Sfira, but here the issue is, mavato mitzvah sase, perhaps, it will definitely be mavato, whether it's a mavato, maybe it's ase, teresa, drabanan. So the shaila is a step further. Can I do something during my state of aninus that will affect my status after? In fact, there's a discussion, let's say, some poets can bring down by Kiddush Govana. If you're an onain, and this is the last night for Kiddush Govana, and there's someone else to take care of the mace, and then some post can say you could say Kiddush Havana. I assume someone say you're not. Like, why should you putter? So you miss it, you miss it. But apparently, they discussed whether, since there are shitas that Bizman Hazeh, that the Petur Aninus from mitzvahs doesn't apply, because we have a Chevra Kadisha. I think it's a whole discussion, the Chachmas Adam and others, whether you're exempt, whether it should apply because you're no longer involved anymore. So that's the claim of the Shaila. They would come away and say Havdolah. We assume you don't make Havdolah if you're an Onin, and you make it when you come back from the Kfura on Sunday. What happens if someone heard Havdolah in error? Well, that's what they was told to do. So then some folks can say, okay, so you yotze. In the words, Chachila, we tell you not to make. Since there are shitas that say that an onen is banazek could be chaya because maybe the heter of being osik mes doesn't apply. So the effort is okay. So either way, the shaila is here by Svira. So by Kishovana, those posts could maybe based on that who say that you can do it. However, by Svira, the issue is, so what do they say? They say you should count without a bracha. So what's pshat count without a bracha? So according to the way of salvation, others explained it, no, it's not pshat, you're not counting. You're exempt from the mitzvah Svira as a omer. So why am I counting? I'm counting to keep the continuity, to keep the count going so I can count it tomorrow. That's less of a chiddush. To say you could say kiddush rovana, that's a big chiddush. That means you're doing a mitzvah. But here, by sfiras or omer, you are only counting to avoid an avera. So by sfiras or omer, you're counting to avoid that if you don't mess up, you count later on. So that's a discussion. So I think that's what the post can bring down regarding the minig by Svira. So Omer, if someone is an Onin and they're going to miss a whole day of Svira, so the post can bring down this Eitzah that once you count without a bracha, you're not counting the Shein Mitzvah, you're just counting to keep the continuity so when the count continues, you'll be able to continue counting period as well as continue counting with the brother.